News. I'm Sherry Preston. At least one person has been killed in Southern California as powerful storms continue to pound the region. Heavy rain bringing life-threatening flooding, winds, and mudslides. ABC's Matt Gutman just outside Los Angeles.
On the Palos Verdes Peninsula near Los Angeles, many residents afraid of how their homes might be affected. In Santa Rosa, this resident recalling the moment a tree crashed into his apartment.
All of a sudden, it felt like an earthquake hit my house, but from above, thought that the tree had gone entirely through the wall of my house.
That branch impaling his roof and wall. Luckily, he was able to walk away uninjured.
Capital One wants to buy Discover in a deal worth about $35 billion, one that could affect as many as 400 million credit card holders. Arab nations are putting a vote to the UN Security Council today on a ceasefire in Gaza, the U.S. expected to veto it. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny continuing to appeal unsuccessfully for access to his body, Russian authorities refusing to tell her where it is. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say people can expect a more responsive state government. Governor Evers says tighter majorities will spur lawmakers to find middle ground on issues like Medicaid expansion.
I have to believe there is at least one Republican in the House or the Senate that agrees with us on that. And hope, you know, then maybe we could find a solution.
Evers signed the new maps into law yesterday. Today is spring primary day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 tonight. We'll have election updates on many civic media stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Two students of Sauk Trail Elementary School were among the three dead found at a Middleton home Sunday night. Police are investigating it as a homicide. A fourth person is in stable condition after he was shot multiple times. Police have not released any other information as of Monday night. Middleton Cross Plains School District officials say that they are heartbroken at the loss of the two students. Anyone with any information on the homicide is highly encouraged to contact Madison Area Crime Stoppers. The Dane County Board of Supervisors joined a growing list of communities across the country to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The board approved a resolution calling for a de-escalation to the crisis and the building of a future for the Israeli and Palestinian people. The resolution also calls for the immediate release of all hostages and to end all hostilities toward civilians of all parties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The Brewers warming up in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers getting ready for their first game in spring training when they face the Padres Saturday. The team re-signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a two-year deal as he recovers from surgery on his shoulder. NFL, the Packers hiring a new strength and conditioning coach. He is Aaron Hill, who's been the 49ers' assistant coach the past four seasons. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard met with reporters and was asked, what do you say to a team that's dropped out of the top 25 rankings after losing five of their last six games?
No, I think there's, you know, you look at, you know, we've had other teams go through it too. I don't look at, because we don't talk much when we've won five in a row or six in a row or seven of eight. And I don't worry about or talk about, oh, we've lost X number of how many, or we've won one in a row or two in a row. Let's get ready for Maryland and take it one day at a time and one game at a time.
That's the Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and a bit warmer today. We'll get to 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 54. On Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Coming up Tuesday on Matt and Air on Air Fantasy, Brian Kelly joins us from 10:30 to 11 in hour number 2, dog training tips with Think Positively. Don't miss it.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your lips.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You know, when you think about Donald Trump, for example, pledging retribution, what Vladimir Putin did to Navalny is what retribution looks like in a country where the leader is not subject to the rule of law. And I think that we have to take Donald Trump very seriously. We have to take seriously the extent to which, you know, you've now got a Putin wing in the Republican Party. I believe the issue this election cycle is making sure the Putin wing of the Republican Party does not take over the West Wing of the White House.
Dear Lizard, Lizard, Lizard. You know what? Can I just say it always pays off when we tie out a fresh goat for Liz Cheney. She always delivers. God bless her. Thank you, Lizard.
Lizard.
Okay. She was a little late. Yeah. I just finished tying the goat, though, in her defense. Okay. Hi, Chris Lavoie is back.
Yay.
Hi. Chris Lavoie doesn't love America. That's why he took President's Day off.
Right.
Sean Comiskey does.
I celebrated presidents yesterday.
Can I just say that? Do you remember the back of the comic books when we were growing up? This looks like the before and after. Sean's the guy that, you know, gets sand kicked in his face, uh-huh. And then you take whatever product that was, and then
that was
this guy's here now.
Charles Atlas. That was
right. It was the Charles Atlas comic book ad.
Yes.
You took that protein that we
yes.
saw, the whey
Power
protein.
Life.
Yes, Power Life, mypowerlife.com.
Right.
And this is it's an unsolicited testimonial.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. Okay. Hi. Good morning,
good
everyone.
Morning.
Oh, here's what you missed.
What?
Is I was saying yesterday, I'm so tired of the whatever, Charlemagne the God, like, oh, no one wants to listen to Biden. There's not excitement. And I said, as a radio host, who gives a what a radio host thinks? Okay. But then I realized I needed a more deity centered name.
Right.
Right. I mean, people said that, you know, Tessa is already out there. Rachel Maddow.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
There's
yeah,
that.
You're a high priestess.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, and you pointed out that he used to be Wendy Williams' producer,
right.
Charlemagne the God. So you really need...
I'm the one who should be looking
Chris
for
the Lord.
A deified name.
Yes. Yeah. Chris, the way, the truth, the light.
My last name means the way or the path. So I could be...
Maybe more people will listen to us that we are excited about Joe Biden. Rather than these endless segments.
Right.
You know what? I'm calling him Urza Klein forever now.
Urza?
Yeah.
Not Ezra?
Urza wrote a piece. The whole piece is about interviewing people that work with Biden that say he's sharp as a tack, and then, but he should step down.
I was going to say, you're not going to like what Ezra's been saying lately.
Urza, we talked about it yesterday. Okay. You missed everything yesterday. You missed Billy West doing Merrick Garland as the sad parrot that no one buys in the pet store.
I love Billy West, and he knows that.
He is hilarious.
Yes.
I even got him to do a little Marge shot.
Yes, you did. He even emailed me this morning at 3 saying thank you for having me on yesterday.
Well, he's
a late nighter.
Nice. Great
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Okay, so yeah, oh, here's the latest. Oh, look at that. Thank you, New York Times. Anti-Trump burnout. The resistance says it's exhausted. Oh, no, we are not exhausted. Viva la resistance!
Oui.
First of all, viva la resistance!
Vive.
We have some ennui, some General Trump ennui.
We're in a cul-de-sac.
Yes, we are in a political cul-de-sac. We're exhausted by him.
Yeah.
And anxious to send him into the dustbin of history. Yes. Oh, my God, I'm so tired of these memes, right? Yeah, Hal said, out of ageist hand-wringing leads, the New York Times relaunches the myth of base exhaustion. In truth, we're only tired of bucking the cynical narrative that mischaracterizes frustration with media spin as diminished investment in the election's historically high stakes. What? Election after election, we keep winning with record high turnout. So where is the evidence that, oh, the no one's going to turn out for Biden, the base is exhausted, blah, blah, blah. Really? Because we know that we're like, women have already lost their bodily autonomy and we're on the verge of fascism. Oh, my God. By the way, Chris, Rude Pundit was able to live read the Trump statement finally. It took him 3 days to make a statement about Navalny, and I know that you'll be shocked to know he made it about himself.
Of course he did.
And compared himself to Navalny.
Yes, he did.
Of course he did.
Yeah, in that scenario, Joe Biden is Putin.
Right. Laura Ingraham agreed.
Yes.
Oh, no, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pull my hair.
She called Biden a tyrant.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
I didn't get it for you because it would just make you mad.
Yes.
I think all we have to do is just tell her about it.
If there's one voice that's more annoying than Trump's, it would be hers.
You worked with her once.
Ah! Yeah, I was. See, I was overly
nice. You encouraged
her. I was nice and encouraging of her. Now look what's happened.
Created a monster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, these right Hitler enablers, orange Hitler enablers over there on the right. Okay. So that Don said, Rachel Maddow once called you the high priestess of excellent liberal talks. So that's pretty close to being divine.
It is.
We'll have to go. Yeah, well, Tessa has already. And
it's
also
been taken.
Bulimic ditch liquor is
that's
taken.
That's my favorite one.
Someone, you missed that. A new hate tweeter called me a dumpster, which is, and I.
Man juice dumpster.
Right. It's been a while since you've had any.
Yeah. Ever.
Ever? Ever? Really? Ever?
Well, I thought you were good at one thing.
You were good at blowsies.
Yeah.
That's my point. It's not.
Did you
swallow? A lot of people did. Oh, my God. Chris Louise, what? Have the FCC rules changed since you've been off for a day? Okay. Anyway.
I mean.
You can say that.
I was very helpful to the hater on Twitter. Okay. I said, I'm a lesbian, so you'll need to come up with a new homophobic insult.
Right.
Dumpster only covers your misogyny. And then I did. Point out bulimic ditch liquor is taken.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
That is good.
Yeah. Okay. Here's some very good news for the resistance, by the by. Matt says one of the most rigged states in the country now has fair maps because voters made their voices heard and elected Democrats to unrig the system. Yep. Never doubt whether voting matters. Way to go, Wisconsin. Yeah. I almost feel like we should reward them with a sexy liberal Madison, where it all began.
You mean,
I feel like...
I've been off for a year and we haven't announced that yet?
A day. You were only
off a day. It seems like a year.
I'm going to explode. I'm going to explode if I can't announce the sexy liberal.
I can't believe we haven't announced that yet.
It's soon. It's very soon. A couple of weeks. Chill.
I think Wisconsin deserves a sexy liberal.
Yeah, we have an answer to anti-Trump burnout. The resistance says it's exhausted. Yes, exhausted by him. I read a... You'll relate to this. We read a tweet yesterday. This is our lives. Any journalist, anybody that, you know, marinates in this stuff, we are just exhausted. Yep. This has been going on for how many years? The news cycles are exhausting.
Yes.
And it's always him. Oh, my God. Oh, he started selling gold sneakers yesterday. While
I saw that. No, I kept up with the news. I wasn't dead.
Oh, I thought you maybe briefly died. Clear.
I saw the gold sneakers plastered everywhere.
Tristan Snell, our legal lad, said, Trump sneakers, read the print. Those things aren't getting delivered anytime soon, if ever. It's just another long con.
Made someone in China?
Yeah, someone else tweeted, his sneakers won't ever get shipped out because he's counting on Louboutin.
Louboutin.
Jody and I can't pronounce it because we can't afford it.
We can't afford them.
Louboutin.
Christian Louboutin.
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 How does he feel about the resistance?
I think he's going to sue.
I think he should.
To sue him for the red bottoms, and he'll already have collected the money. That's why the alleged, quote, July shipping date, the stuff comes naturally to you when you've been conning people your whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, $400, right, for these tacky gold, what do you call it, sneakers. Okay. By the way, how that trucker, the trucker that said he's going to boycott New York over the fraud trial outcome, he's quietly backed down. He realized, I won't get paid if I don't complete my route.
Yeah.
He's, I mean, there's such loudmouths, right? The stupid videos with the Trump hat, and I'm not going, and the shipping company's like, well, okay, then you're not going to get paid. And by the way, there's lots of people that will deliver to New York.
Know how to, that have the right driver's license for that.
In a totally unrelated story, Rom tweets, please, that wasn't the one. Hang on. No, talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga.
I'll be right back.
It's still raining.
It is raining. What?
Yes, it could be worse. Could be raining.
It is raining.
I was referring to the, where is it? Hang on. Hold, please. Oh, here it is. Joe Jose tweets, haters who loudly trashed San Francisco when they bailed to Florida have realized it sucks and are quietly moving back.
Yep.
And didn't they boycott the Super Bowl, which had the highest ratings of any TV show ever? Ever. Nicely done. Nicely done on the boycotts. My personal favorite is when they buy the product.
Right. And then destroy them.
So the company already has the money.
Right.
And I was reading a story this morning about an evangelical couple, I think from Indiana, who moved to Russia.
Yes. And that didn't work out so well.
Oh, no. They really want to come back.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
They moved to Russia because of all the LGBTQ people.
Oh, yeah. It's too homo-y here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. How's that going?
Yeah. Would you rather have freedom or gays?
Speaking of people that suck, Elon Musk has, Twitter has suspended the account of Navalny's widow already. She started an account yesterday saying she's going to continue his work. Yep. Can I have my Yankee Doodle fart for Elon Musk, please? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. So much for free speech on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah. Not that I'll stop having you print all of it.
No, you weren't too bad.
Now it's double the work because now I make you print threads and put.
And it's a
Twitter.
Different way to do that. I can't do them the same way.
I know.
But today wasn't too bad. I was concerned actually because you only sent me one yesterday. I was concerned.
I know. That's how you. That's a wellness check for me.
Yes.
Are you okay over there? So they're playing Hide the Body. It's the weekend at Navalny's.
2 weeks, I believe.
Will not show his mother or his team. They've been denied access to his body and told the official probe into his death is being extended. Because there's so many suspects. So many suspects. Who could be responsible? You know, Chris, that sudden death syndrome that you have when you're 47 and out for a walk.
Right.
She accused Russian authorities of lying miserably while waiting for the trace of another of Putin's Novichok to disappear. That's, I would think, a plausible theory that he's been poisoned again.
Yeah, sure, they absolutely. Wanna,
yeah. And also, there are some reports that his body's bruised, you know. Yep. She vowed to continue with her husband's mission to reveal Putin's alleged misdeeds and end his long reign. God, I hope so. I hope this is the year that all the good guys win and all the bad guys. I'll try to get it together if I'm not too exhausted, New York Times. Exhausted. Do you know how many sexy liberal dates we're doing, Chris?
I know. I've seen the list.
What the actual... I told John Fugelsang, he does a very funny impression of me that you missed on Friday. You were here Friday.
He was here.
Yes,
he was here.
Yeah.
He was in studio. Yeah, he was fun here.
I thought you died.
No.
Didn't you have sudden death syndrome just for yesterday?
Yes. You poisoned me with Novichok or whatever that is.
we can't pronounce it because we can't afford it.
Exactly.
She poisoned you with an unfrosted Pop-Tart.
Yeah, that's it.
What it was.
Ugh. It's like eating cardboard.
The great Pop-Tart debate has continued unabated.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is there a Jack Daniels flavor, or was that a joke?
There's a Jack Daniels.
Did we ask Sean? Oh, no.
You didn't ask? You didn't drag Sean into this?
Oh, we forgot.
I'm sorry.
What good is bringing in a young person if you're not going to talk about
Pop-Tarts?
We realize
we've been doing this so long, Sean is no longer young.
Yeah, he's old now.
I asked him a couple of questions. He's like, I don't know. I'm like...
I'm in my late 30s.
Yeah.
He's mostly concerned about the Social Security debate. What do I know what the kids are doing?
I want Medicare. What?
That's how old we are. Uh-huh. Sean is old now. It's like all the little kids in my box.
They're 150 now?
Yes, they are. It's very depressing when the parents tell us how old they are now.
She's
like high school?
Yeah. I'm walking on sunshine. Okay.
Well.
Yeah,
well, you know what? We're not walking on sunshine anymore, are we, sister?
Feel good.
We're walking on fascist fire. That's what we're walking on. Sorry, I'm scaring the children. Hey, speaking of scaring the children, Elie Mystal is here today.
Yes.
Yeah, he's dragged me totally with him on America Ireland now. I tried to be, you know, I tried to be.
Should I have Allison on this week?
For balance?
He wrote a great.
And I'm like, oh, all right, yeah. I believe with that. I agree with that then.
Yeah, he wrote a great piece in The Nation about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I, you know, listen, I, you know how we have our go-to for happy clappy. Glenn Kirshner, we'll get into this in a second, but Glenn Kirshner was saying.
I was here for Glenn Kirshner.
Are you still here? Now we have a Travis Geist and a Chris Geist.
Hey!
Hey, he's here.
That's your deity name, Holy Ghost.
Okay. Good.
Don't ever take a day off again. It's very traumatic. What was I saying? Oh, that he said he hopes that Eileen Cannon does delay because he thinks that, Judge Chutkan will be able to slot in there in May and do J6 before the election. So we shall see. All right, so Ellie Mistall, Charlie Pierce, all coming up on the big Tuesday show. You did, in fact, see me next Tuesday.
Here I did.
It's Tuesday. And hi.
Hi.
Okay.
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks. Please call me Dumpster, won't you? 20 minutes after the hour. That might have possibly made me even gayer.
Well. I think it did.
Okay. A lot of people put pictures of dumpsters on Twitter and said, no, you must be thinking of your mom. They were insulting the hater's mom.
She dragging her into this?
I don't know if his mom is a dumpster, but you know. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by it is, you know, they used to they, because you know when it rains, they're very delicate little snowflakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They won't, but they are, you know what, they're getting a little braver now. They're going when there's a light misting outside. It's not pouring rain, they will go pee and poop.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. And then they used to not eat. They would be so traumatized by the rain. But now, Dr. Marty's, dogs are, what's the word, Chris? They are, they're powerless.
Sure.
It is raw. It is freeze-dried. Yeah. It is delicious.
Yeah.
They love Dr. Marty's nature. We talked about Hefe yesterday.
Oh.
Sean Comiskey's persnickety, picky little dog.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Who's having his quinceanera.
He is having his quinceanera. And guess what's being served? Dr. Marty's. Yeah. It's like the Biden's for dinner.
Right.
What's your dinner, Dr. Marty's?
What else would you serve at a quinceanera?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, this is the nice thing is you don't have to have something different for dinner every night, like for a human.
Right.
Because it's turkey, beef, duck, salmon, veggies, fruit, everything that they love is in there.
All mixed into one.
Yeah. And dogs don't remember if that's what they had last night.
No.
Yeah,
dogs are
because they still love it.
Dogs are dumb.
No. Don't. Sean, what do you call it? Clyde has had one day to reclaim his self-esteem. Don't you?
Destroy it.
Yeah,
don't. 20 seconds.
No. 54% off right now. Your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Hotline right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Hi, Karen in Chicago. Thank you for my Stop Project 2025
yes,
t-shirt
thank you for mine.
In my festive blue. Hello.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. You're very welcome. Yes, this is my sole mission is to spread the word about Project 2025 and the threat of global extremism. Because this is really what we need to understand. And the media is not covering this at all. I think I've heard it from a few people. But they need to, this is what they need to get right. Okay, Trump being held accountable for rape and defrauding New York taxpayers using the same laws that all of us are expected to follow, that is absolutely appropriate. And if the media thinks that we're exhausted, we're not exhausted.
Yeah,
we are going to defeat Donald Trump and the extremism that he has incited in this country. And the Republican Party, they don't have a platform.
Yeah.
They have nothing to run on.
And watch what a landslide it turns out to be. And then all the media pundits, right, will just, you know what, those smirks will get, like, wiped off their faces. Like, you know, none of this ever happened, that they said there's no, you know, enthusiasm for Biden. Well, he's too old. Sorry.
It's insanity. And this is, you know, and this is the thing that they need to remember, too. In 2017, millions of American women came out and protested mm-hmm. across this country. And there were global protests mm-hmm. about Donald Trump and everything that he stood for. We all saw who this guy was. And he has shown us every single day and doubled down. I mean, it's worse than I even expected.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that they're not counting on. Women are pissed.
Yeah. And also, Joe Scarborough was saying the exhaustion he sees is his MAGA friends on the right that aren't going to vote for Trump anymore. They're exhausted, and that's showing up in the polling, you know, independents, et cetera.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Boo-boo-foo-foo-foo. We have Charlie Pierce coming up. We have Ellie Mastal.
We do.
We got it all on the Stephanie.
It's going to be a loud show.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris Lavoie, The Way, the Truth, and the Light. Stephanie Miller Show.
Not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say they have their own problems. Republican Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green tells Civic Media's Phil Nee that one new Senate district stretches from Richland Center to Madison.
You think about the issues in the city of Madison versus city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds.
Markline says he doesn't expect Republicans to sue to delay the new maps. The new maps will mean a lot of changes and a lot of tough decisions for some state lawmakers. WisPolitics reports 21 state lawmakers are now drawn into the same districts, including 6 in the Senate and 11 in the Assembly. Some lawmakers say they plan to move in order to try to stay in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The Madison School District is holding a series of meetings to allow the public to weigh in on the district's upcoming budget. Madison schools will no longer be able to utilize federal COVID dollars next school year, leaving the district with a $40 million budget deficit. The first meeting is Tuesday night at Senate Middle School. Another 4 meetings are scheduled over the next 2 weeks. The school board is considering going to a referendum in November to help make up some of their budget shortfalls. The State Department of Natural Resources is urging ice fishermen to take their ice shanties off the lakes within the next 2 weeks. While this year's winter has been unseasonably mild, there are still some lakes with ice safe enough to fish on. Ice shanties need to be taken down by March 3rd on all inland waters in southern Wisconsin, however. The deadline is to avoid additional costs and hazards from shanties breaking through the ice. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and a bit warmer today. We'll get to 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 54. On Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options in store and on Menards.com and save big money today. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The reason why my friends keep losing is they keep following the most extreme members of their conference. People don't want the solutions that Marjorie Taylor Greene brings before the Congress. They don't want a deranged former president who has been indicted more times than he's been elected to be calling the shots here. They want leaders that have vision, not petulant children that have nothing to offer but division.
Thank you, Representative Jim McGovern. Yep. Thank you. Speaking for the majority. Also, you know why else they're going to lose? Not only are they losing in election after election and what you call it, because they're the one that have the MAGAs or the extremists, as Jim McGovern just said. Also, we have a lot more money on hand. Donald Trump is sucking the RNC dry. Yep. And would you like to know what else? Their mailing list sucks. Because you know we got an invitation for, Chris?
What did we do?
I saved this for you.
Oh, good.
Someone named Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah, host of What's On Your Mind and Teddy Talk.
Where can one find those programs?
I was on a group email.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Would you like to know the invitation that we received?
Sure.
Yeah, because they are up to date on who they should email.
Yes, they are.
Greetings, fellow radio talkers. I am planning a radio telethon to raise funds for Mike Lindell's offense fund.
Oh.
Details here.
Okay.
Mike has spent all of his $40 million in personal funds on this effort to stop voter fraud and secure
that's
our elections.
His problem.
In 2024. We'll coordinate a date and host a telethon nationwide on all participating shows. We can schedule Mike to call into your show as well.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, Mike. Oh, yes.
We have to. We can talk to him about the Harmar.
This email is
meant... The Harmar!
Let's do a remote from the Harmar. This email is meant to gauge interest in the concept. Please respond to me only.
Oh.
And we'll get a group together to discuss detail. Thanks, Scott. Partner flag something.
You need to reply all to this. Okay.
No, but you know who did? Lars Larson, which is hilarious.
Okay.
Lars Larson replied all and said, I would be happy to participate. Lars, you missed the thing where he said, just reply to me, don't reply to all.
Okay. Well, Lars is...
Should I hit reply to all?
Yes,
should
you should.
Yes, you should.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Would we like to be a participating show in the MyPillow guy? It's not a defense fund. It's an offense fund. You see what they're doing there?
I see. Uh-huh. They're switching it on you.
Just wipe my ass with that. Okay. Nicely done. Wow. Your email was really good research there.
Right.
But what were the programs that he was the host of? Teddy Talk?
Teddy Talk? Like, does he talk about teddies
teddy bears
that you wear?
Or teddy bears?
Partner Flag Family Media, host of What's On Your Mind.
Well,
and,
that narrows
and
it
I'm going to guess that what's on his listeners' minds is mostly racist, sexist, homophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's on your mind? I don't like them N-words. Okay, I'm just spitballing here on what most of his callers sound like.
Probably.
Yeah. What's on your mind? And Teddy Talk.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know if that's like a TED Talk. It's a Teddy Talk. Maybe it's about teddy bears.
Or
what you wear, like a teddy. You know, like lady clothes.
Maybe.
You know.
Yes.
Naming a program What's On Your Mind is
what's
like
on your mind, Chris?
Is like having a topic, is it raining where you
right.
are?
Right. What's your favorite color?
Exactly. That's the stupidest name I've heard for a radio show ever.
Hey, Michael in Oakland, what's on your mind?
Is Mike Lindell?
No.
No? Oh, damn.
He listens.
Hi, Michael in Oakland. Hi.
Hey. You know, they wouldn't sound, Mike Lindell's callers would sound like they were in the movie Fargo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They come from the Harmar Mall.
Harmar Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it from a kiosk in the Harmar.
Yeah. Yeah, you betcha.
Mm-hmm.
I act like I'm too good to have done remotes from mattress stores, which I have, and Chris can confirm. It's not I'm too highbrow.
I've done my fair share of remotes from places.
Yes. All right. Hey, Michael, I like your thing online about what is the campaign you're starting?
Okay, let's say it together. You ready? No, we did not.
No, we did not.
We did not.
Yeah, give us an example.
We did not send 500,000 GIs into to liberate Europe from the far-right fascists just to hand it over to a Russian dictator 80 years later. No, we did not.
He's all over. That's Mike's right. all over Twitter with these. They're fantastic. No, we did not. No, we did not, Mike.
Exactly.
No, we didn't.
How about that? How about no, we didn't?
What's on your mind? No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Yeah.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Any way that works. We did not, you know, fight at Guadalcanal and Iwo Jima and Okinawa just to let some ding-dong hand two-thirds of the world to a North Korean dictator and a Russian dictator.
No, we did not.
Ding dong.
Save the hive. Save the hive. Worker bees. Oh, sorry. That's a different.
That's tomorrow.
That's Carlos.
Yeah, that's Carlos.
No, we did not. No, I'm serious, man. My father was stationed on Guam. He didn't go over there just so some half-baked, you know, would-be racist dictator can hand the victories of the Allies back to the Guam.
Yeah.
You know that. No.
Well, you know, that's what Joe Biden says Charlottesville was what, you know, made him finally decide to run. And I can't, because, Mike, I think about my dad. You're absolutely right. You know, Nuremberg prosecutor. Where was this, Jody? Tennessee. Mm-hmm. The latest place that we just daily here in the United States see people marching around with Nazi flags. Yep. My dad would be like, what the, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And your dad, I don't know exactly what his politics were necessarily, but. I mean, he was a Republican.
He was a Republican.
But I mean, he was, I'm confident he was not a liberal, but he was, you know.
He was a Goldwater apologist. I'm just kidding. It was his job to apologize.
Sure. I mean.
enough said, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the idea that, you know, people would just shrug their shoulders over stuff like that. No. Yeah. We did
And Trump calling them very fine people. And, of course, he didn't condemn Putin over Navalny. He just used it to make it about himself. And he's Navalny. And, oh, my God. I mean, it's predictable. And yet it took him 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, when he met with Putin in Helsinki with no U.S. transcriber for the first time in history, so that everything they said would never be known to the American people, I think there, and I think I'm right about this, to be honest, they planned to form an alliance, and that they planned the invasion of Ukraine for Trump's second term. He didn't think he could pull it off in the first term.
Yeah.
And they planned the invasion
getting
out of NATO, abandoning NATO. Now what the, and I'm not talking about just letting him do it. Trump is going to have the United States form an alliance with Russia, work with them to do these things. And that's exactly what he's trying to do now. And the Republican Party is literally, you know, all in for this.
It's like Liz Cheney said that we played at the top. It's like the Putin wing of the Republican Party. Lincoln Project ad about this.
Why does MAGA love Vladimir Putin so much? He reminds them of someone they love. Both are pathological liars.
We will be aiming at denazification of Ukraine.
I think it was an insurrection caused by Nancy Pelosi.
Both hate democracy.
He controls the press. He controls the oligarchs.
Both use violence to attack law and order.
We will never give up. We will never concede. You don't concede when there's death involved.
Both demean women.
There's an accusation.
Blood coming out of her wherever.
Both think their supporters are stupid.
Vladimir Putin has signed a decree banning so-called homosexual propaganda.
I love the poorly educated.
But the one big difference between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, in America, our votes count. We can stop Donald Trump. Don't let MAGA turn America into Russia. Vote because you still believe in America.
Thank you. God bless the United States. God bless the United States of America. Am I right? Oh, Chris,
God bless the United States.
You forgot the best insult is a couple of different maggots accused me of PMSing, which is supporting the big lie of the Stephanie Miller Show. Yes, yes.
She's supposed to have some warm milk and Midol.
Yes, I haven't heard take a Midol in quite some time.
You're post-MSing.
It was PMS.
It's a dusty, distant memory. Okay. Hello, Marie in Atlanta.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Have you noticed our call? We are lousy with lawyers.
We are. You cannot. I love our lawyers.
Is everybody a lawyer that listens to the show?
Everybody gay?
Yes.
We love the highly educated.
Yes, we do.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm going to legally resolve the frosting Pop-Tarts debate.
Oh.
Okay.
So, frosting is smooth and remains pliable after it is applied. It is generally used on cakes.
Yes.
Icing, however, is made with water and sugar.
Yep, and so it dries out.
And it becomes hard. Yep. Yes. So Pop-Tarts are not actually frosted, which makes me believe that they weren't actually bakers who made them because they call it frosted. They're not. They're ice.
I'm more icing. I've become hard as the years have gone on. And glazed over.
Uh-huh.
And just by the way, Chris, Because you don't like frosting.
I don't like buttercream frosting. I like whipped cream frosting, and I like cream cheese frosting.
Here we go again. All frosting.
I can explain why.
Okay.
Buttercream frosting in France, mm-hmm. the real buttercream, is made with butter
right.
and
right.
sugar.
Right. Right.
In the U.S., it tends to be made with vegetable shortening, right.
yeah.
Crisco,
lard,
and
yeah.
sugar.
It's, yeah. All right, we also have the largest pool of listeners with fonts of useless knowledge. But thank you, Hillary. It was very...
And that was the icing.
I remember one of my exes,
yeah.
we were at a cape shop, where is it, Hanson's, where we're here,
uh-huh.
and there was some other guy there, and it was like the longest, most detailed discussion about cake I'd ever heard. I was like, how much do you know about cake?
Yeah.
She really loved cake.
You know what that is?
And you know what I said? Shut up about that cake. Please stop talking about that cake, Marie. All right. Love you.
Well, just to bring it back home to our legal discussions.
Yes.
Fannie Willis' statement that a man is not a plan was the icing on the Trump team's slice of crap.
Absolutely. Thank you. By the way, Ronald tweets, pretty funny to have MAGA attacking Fannie Willis for carrying cash when Speaker Johnson hasn't even had a bank account.
Thank you.
Yeah, how sketchy is that? Yeah. What adult has never had a bank account? Oh, by the way, there's every story about her, Marie, makes me love her more. Mm-hmm. Is she paid a winery owner said she paid cash
yeah.
for the tastings and the bottles of wine because a lot of us carry cash, Marie, because men are... Mm-hmm.
You need your mad money.
Boys are dumb.
Yes, exactly.
You need your mad money.
That's right.
Exactly. Oh, wait, where is that story? Hold, please. Let's make every story... As a noted wino, I just love this story. First of all, after spending more than 2 hours tasting wine at a Napa Valley estate,
2 hours.
All, love her. I love her again.
Oh my God!
Yes, she and Nathan Wade were wine tasting.
Right?
Yeah, I love a woman that can, you know, put in a good couple.
Put
of
it
hours.
Away.
Yeah.
Well, she said she doesn't even like wine. She likes Grey Goose.
I know. According to the winery owner, she reached into her purse and pulled out about $400 in cash. She used the money to pay for two bottles of wine, each valued at $150.
Wow,
that's
talking,
nice
sister.
Wine.
Now
we're talking. And the $50 tasting. He said, I just put the cash in, made change for her, and she was very generous to me. Good tipper.
Likes
nice wine.
Love her.
Love her even more. Yes, she said in testimony, he likes wine. I don't really like wine, to be honest with you. I like Grey Goose.
Yeah.
That also makes her a really good girlfriend. She's like,
mm-hmm.
fine, I'll go wine tasting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, the winery owner said they were the kind of people, if I was having a party at my home, I would have invited. That's what
nice.
I came away with. They know
so
how
they're
to
fun,
party.
Too.
Yes, they're fun.
Fun.
And good
wow.
tippers. And they like good
wine. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it is fun. Wow. What?
It's fun. Wow.
Yeah. I'll say.
Fun! Wow!
Better be fun for $150 a bottle. All right. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bink, Bink, Bink. Here. Let me. That's my hydration system, which has
Morning kick.
Yeah, exactly.
Was Sean able to find the kick sound effect?
I don't think he'd used it.
I think we forgot. I'm sorry. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one.
Okay.
He was excited about the ashwagandha. Okay. That's just one of the magical ingredients in Morning Kick. I got your probiotics to help shed extra pounds. I got prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for my muscles and joints. Some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. Sean's old enough to need anti-aging supplements, so I gave him some Morning Kick.
I'm glad you discovered that Sean is actually kind of old.
He's an adult.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we had to get Menudo. We had to get Victor Shi. We had to get a new youngin. Sean's aged out.
Yeah. Okay. Victor has no idea who Bette Midler is.
He might. Okay, if you're looking for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, roundhouseprovisions.com. I love it. Strawberry lemonade flavor. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There. They're coming to Chicago.
I want a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater, just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. For a great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable. So I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order. Plus, a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum.
They're coming to Chicago.
I want a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater, just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. For a great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal. Liberal.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my inherent cuddliness in the rain here in Los Angeles because of Cozy Earth.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm always cuddly because I'm ensconced in my Cozy Earth sheets, in my Cozy Earth pajamas.
I don't think Chris is buying that.
My luxurious soft sheets and pajamas.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. Cozy Earth is very
cuddly. I beg your pardon. It makes me cuddly.
Okay. All right.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for at least a couple years now. It's so soft, so luxurious. They come in like almost 110 billion colors now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the sheets and the jammies. Yep. Five-star reviews, willy-nilly, like Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. And I can get you a bar and a goon, separately and together.
Well, how much of
a bar 35% goon? 35% off.
That's
thanks
a lot.
For asking.
Oh, wow.
Available now in 15 awesome colors. They're made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating, so you'll sleep cool and comfy and snugly all year long.
And cuddly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial. What? Experience life-changing luxury, the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Here, lizard. I just put out another fresh goat. Okay. Here we go.
Donald Trump, as you pointed out, said just a few days ago that he had told a NATO ally that he would encourage Putin to do whatever he needed to do, whatever he wanted to do. He's basically made clear that under a Trump administration, the United States is unlikely to keep its NATO commitments. And I think that Republicans who understand the importance of the national security situation, who continue to support him, are similarly going to be held to account.
One more. Jake Tapper with Liz Cheney.
As you know, Donald Trump is standing by his comments about that anecdote where he told the NATO ally, you know, that if they don't pay the correct percentage of their GDP on defense, that he would tell Russia to do whatever the hell they want to them. What was your response to that when you heard that?
It's dangerous. It shows a complete lack of understanding of America's role in the world. It's disgraceful. I can't imagine any other American president of either party since the establishment of NATO saying such a thing.
Yep, and one more. Liz Cheney.
One of the things that is so misguided about this current debate, people like J.D. Vance and others who suggest that we should just abandon the Ukrainians, is if Putin wins in Ukraine, he's telling us, he's saying, you know, the Baltics are next, Poland is next, NATO member countries will be next. If Putin wins in Ukraine, the security system, and he knows this, the security structures that have maintained peace and security and freedom since the end of World War II will begin to unravel.
Yep. Andrew in Georgia on this very topic. Hey, Andrew.
Yes. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie, I would like to know if no one ever said anything when all those Republican senators went to Russia, mm-hmm. Ron Paul delivered something that Donald Trump.
Rand Paul. Yeah.
Rand Paul, right. And delivered. And nobody never pushed him. I think all those senators went over there and sat down.
On the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And nobody never investigated them and never told them. They don't deserve to be an officer in America because they done sold us out because of Donald Trump.
Thank you. And Thank you. The Putin caucus, as Liz Cheney says. You know what we need now, Homo of Hopelessness? We need a Homo of Hope.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Seth. Hi, Seth in L.A. Hello.
Hello, homos and Jody, who runs the Showmo.
Yes.
So here's the thing. These, like Ezra Klein and these polls, they're just
Urza.
Clouds.
We call them Urza.
They come and they go. Mm-hmm. And, like, what's factual is we have won every election since 2020. This is the real evidence. This is the polls that really matter. The maps are being redrawn in Wisconsin, in Mississippi, in Louisiana. They're going to be redrawn in New York State. We're taking back that house. Biden, the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, he's put these factories in red states. All of these are actual facts, and they're grounded. Everything else is just a cloud. It comes and it goes.
Yeah.
And I've looked at clouds from both sides now, Stephanie, and I can tell you, you know, and I may not be a lawyer.
It's clouds
like
illusions,
Mike and
as you
Bree,
recall. Mm-hmm.
But I did get my degree from the Jody Hamilton Law and Order School of Lawyer.
Yes.
And I could tell you that they are making such fools of themselves
mm-hmm. yeah.
that every basic Joe public person sees this.
Yep.
And they're not getting any new voters.
Yep, thank you. That's exactly it. All right, Charlie Pierce coming up. Ellie Mastal all coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.